Here we go, and it is recording. Ooh. Hi,
Here they
everybody.
come.
Yes,
So
they come
exciting.
rolling in. I love it. Okay, I've got the chat open on the side. Please, we'd love to say hi to everybody. Let us know where you're from. Doug, I'm going to make you the host, if that's okay.
Totally.
I'm going to make you the host now in case
my glasses, but I'm going to take those off.
Your glasses look good, too. I know.
They were a little dirty.
Tracy Jackson from Houston. Hey, Tracy. Oh my God, it's so fast. Look at this. Originally from Germany. Yay. Meine Mutter kommt aus Berlin. You too. Woo, everything is going so fast. I can't actually read what they're saying, but I'm just saying hi
to everybody. So exciting. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Oh, Denmark. Oh, so great. There's Mary Elizabeth.
I was going to say Mentor, Ohio. I know who that is.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to turn the chat off for me because it's going too fast and it's exciting. This is so great. Hi, everybody.
Headmistress in the house.
Ooh, we got the headmistress in the house. All right. I actually will put that on the side. Hey. Oh, we're both so happy to be here. So just to let you know that you can watch both me and Doug, if you click on gallery view. Gallery view, you will get Doug and I like a Hollywood Squares thing, one on top of the other. Some I might be on top. You're on top of me, Doug. Woohoo. This is so great. I love it. I love it. Hey, your drinking thing matches my sweater.
All on brand there. Little colors. Color
all
matching.
On brand, that's right. On brand.
Saskatchewan, Puerto Rico.
From Gilbert, Phoenix. Puerto Rico, Dayton, Ohio. Maureen from Green Valley, Arizona.
So excited to see all of you guys here.
Marco Beach, St. Augustine. See, yeah, looking good. Jackie Hume, Kiki from Iowa. All right. Good morning from Australia. That's right. We have people from the future who attend these wonderful, wonderful workshops.
Waxahachie. I know Waxahachie. I went to school in Waco.
Did you really go to school in Waco? I didn't know that.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
I know. And there's Austin even in the house now. We got another Texas city coming in.
Yeah. Rhonda from Myrtle Beach, Massachusetts. Oh, wow. Look at this. Okay.
302 people, 301 all showing up tonight. It's great.
Four, five.
Here they go.
So we typically use the first few minutes to wait until you all come in here. We expect a full house tonight. So we're just really grateful. For those of you who have not had a chance to meet this wonderful man, you're wondering who he is. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Doug. Fatima, yes, we have almost 900 students for this semester. So we're super happy. So I want to tell you a little bit about Doug Upchurch up here. He's above me. On some of you, you might be side to side. I don't know. Doug and I have known each other for over 25 years. We have been co-hosts of a radio show together, Intuitive Coach Radio. We have been, he used to be my student years ago. You're going to notice a theme here. My former students become the people who run my business with me. It's really special. He is become one of my very best friends. But more importantly than the friendship, which is important, is that we share a mission. And when I decided 4 years ago that I wanted to create a legacy school, because I had one before, which I closed, and I wanted to commit to something that I wouldn't close. Mm-hmm. And the minimum I wanted it to last for was at least 10 or 15 years. And Doug was the person I called and said, like, what do you think? And, you know, and Doug and I had, he's hosted some events with me as well, too. So, his background is amazing. Doug is a very, very successful executive coach. Big mucky muck in the executive coach industry, actually. So he in his day job, in his day world, well, not actually, he's independent now, but he works very closely with a Jungian-based executive coaching corporation that he used to own. And that's now all over the world. And he's also a brilliant intuitive coach. He's a brilliant executive coach. He does a learning and development training. So he's very, very well healed. And why we call him the head wizard of learning and development is because it's really Doug's understanding of how different people learn. And this is one of the reasons why Oracle School works so well, because we have it's very well structured. And a lot of that is because of Doug's input. And so you're going to fall in love with them. I dare you not to fall in love with them. And so I do, and as a result of talking about this, I do want to mention, I do think part of the reason why people come back again is for Doug. But
you're very kind, but we know that there's a magic sauce here that we all create and are a part of. But thank you.
We do. There's some really great questions, by the way, in the main hall. So tonight, we want to get everybody nice and calm, because you're going to be with us for over 2 months. And this is the week you can relax. Believe it or not, it's the week typically people get all flustered and like, oh my God, I did all that. It's called orientation week for a reason. It's not a week that we have high expectations of things getting done. This isn't our first rodeo. This is the fifth time that we have done Oracle School, or sixth. So we have this format really well oiled. You can just sit back and do what we tell you in terms of how to go one by one by one. And we're going to go over that tonight, so you get the best out of this program. So we really, really want to do that. We just want to wait a little bit longer for a couple more people to come. So I do want to mention why. There's some great questions about why do people come again? I love that. Like, what's the point? Somebody is like saying, like, I see there's people that repeat this 3 or 4 times. Why? Like, then we know that that's a person who's never done this before. And I can tell you that our motive, like, we really want to talk tonight about the why of Oracle School. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you come here? And that will answer why the students come back again every year. And we have 450 retakers this year. And I don't know, we must have had another 500 people write us and say, we can't do it this year, we'll come next year. And we do find that this happens because of this thing. The motive around Oracle School is I think it's multifold. The first one is that out of the 32 full-time years of experience that I have had in the personal growth industry, as on the woo-woo side, of course, and I say woo-woo, you know, I'm an Oracle creator. My expertise is intuition. Most of you know I have a TV show as a medium, but we don't do that here. But I'm also a complete science geek. So I've studied things like, well, I mean, my background is Jungian psychology. I've studied consciousness research. I'm always into the question as like, can we make an indentation in reality, and can we co-create reality? And of course, I'm a deeply spiritual person, although I'm perfectly happy to use the more neutral term of universe or a field that we, which is the more scientific viewpoint of how we engage in this conscious universe that we call home. And so, the motive around creating this experience for you is to help you bring down the noise in your life, like dim it, right? Take it down, find out, slow down, discover that you are capable of creating miracles in your life, attracting miracles for your life, regardless of how you've been conditioned, either by your family, by your culture, by your life experience. We've all been conditioned. And so we know that we can create an opportunity for you to, like midwives, we call ourselves epiphany midwives, if you will, right? Like, we can midwife an epiphanies for you. We can show you how to find your own. We're adamant about not doing the work for you. We're adamant of keeping you accountable, because that's how you get empowered. We know there are other programs out there where you pay money, you go, you don't see results. I know this. I join everything because I'm constantly learning. I'm always in some type of course or whatever to upgrade my understanding of how the world works. But what we have compiled for you is tried and true, and it really does work. The reason why we have 450 students come back again as retakers is because it works. Because they want to come again. They want to go, okay, I up-leveled last year as far as I could go. I'm going to do it again this year. I'm going to see if I can push the envelope further. I want to see if I can move past my glass ceiling of my limitations and my expectations of myself. I'm going to see if I can move beyond, you know, where I was. And that's why they come back. So that's the why of this school is transformation. And it's not bullshit. This is what you're going to get if you're willing to slow it down, get a little quieter, listen, look at yourself with compassion and non-judgment, learn a kind of neutrality and a compassionate way of communicating with other people. And again, continue to slow down, even if the world is demanding that you speed up. You're going to discover that time stretches, and it stretches for you, and you start looking at the world very differently. Oh, Holly Rose is here. Holly Rose.
So I would love to add to that if I can.
Yes, and now Doug.
So a couple of things I just want to add. First of all, this is a learning course, but yeah, this is also a learning space. And what we mean by learning space is that when you enrolled in Level 1 Personal Mastery of Oracle School, first of all, the course started for you before you ever had access to content, right? Before anything ever happened. Chances are you probably have already felt it, because energetically, the container that Colette, myself, Anna, and the mentors create for you is an energetic space that you're now invited into. Now, what you do in that space over the next 8 weeks will be up to you. And we're going to create opportunities and content and discussions for you to be able to find your own up level. Now, what happens with people that come back every year, they're up leveling too and continuing. It's not that content necessarily has to change. It's that we change. So who I am this year is I teach this course with Colette, and Colette and I will talk about this throughout the 8 weeks that we're together, the numbers of calls we're together, right? Is that we're doing this work. Like we're doing it ourselves. Yeah. It's so important for us to think about the fact that, you know, what we're going through each semester, each term that we go through this, is that we're up-leveling, we're shifting, we're having new things happening in our lives, new context that lets the content come in a different way. So think about where you're at as you've just joined in, and just kind of allow yourself to pause and just notice the context that has been your life up until now. Think about what might have been going on in your life. Think about relationships, job, family, personal things that have been happening for you, maybe expectations you have coming in. Just notice it. We don't want to judge it. We don't want to make any judgments about it. Just notice it. And I just want to invite each of us to just say thank you for whatever the context is in your life, right? Whatever that context is that you have in your life right now, let's start in the space of gratitude. Because from there, we can then open up to whatever's going to come our way, whatever's going to be our next step. And it will be different for each of us. But you're in the space that is the class, that is the Oracle School, that is not just about the content. It's about the content plus the context that is your life. And it's about this container of energy and of space that we hold and we create. We will hold you in over the course of the next few weeks.
Yes. And so we're going to do a meditation in a second, but what I want to get everybody together on, and those of you who are watching this and you didn't make the live call, it doesn't matter. Everybody, by the way, has to agree right now. I want us all to agree that you will remain here without any judgment of yourself and others. That's not easy, but we're going to teach you how to do that. Because the more self-worth and self-love and heart-expanding experience that you have, the more you have for everybody, the more you won't look at the world as your combat partner, right? And that's really what our environment is asking of us right now. It's a sense of that there's a lot of combat going on. And in our rooms, we don't have that. We're very conscious and aware of everything that we do. Oh, there's my husband.
And every now and then we'll have a sighting of Mark.
We're going to have a Mark sighting, exactly. Gwen did say, where do we find our small groups? So I'm going to bring up, and let's do our meditation first.
Yep.
I'm going to go through the questions. And and if you do have a question, there's a Q&A button. We don't want to see your questions in the chat because they get really distracting. If you have a question, just write it in the Q&A button, okay? That's going to be important that you start, because tonight we're going to show you how to move around in the rooms. And I also will say this, that you must make a commitment to read everything, because what will happen is if you ask a question and it's already written in one of our guidebooks or on a PDF from a video, etc., you're going to be sent to read that anyway. So that I'm going to really help you. Me and Doug are going to help you tonight navigate the course, because this is what orientation week is. If you went to university and you went to Frosh Week, right, where all the parties were, etc., you didn't start class right away. You got your class, you got your content, right, and you wanted to dive in. You know, I read all that and whatever. So we're gonna help you back up a little bit and tell you how to work the best with this week, even if you think you've already done it or that you're now wondering what, which is very common, because you don't know where your dorm room is. You don't have a map. You went into the bathroom instead of the classroom. Like however that is. All right, so really important. Imagine Doug and I at the moment. Let's not answer questions yet, Doug. I know you're on it. I know you're on it. So I just want everybody to kind of drop your busyness at the moment, okay? And I want us to drop into our hearts, okay? Because this is heart-centered work. Really heart-centered work. And I'd like you to imagine that we, all of us, are together in a humongous spiral. It's like we're in a labyrinth, but we all have seats in the labyrinth. Doug and I are in the center. We're kind of holding, both of us have like a magic wand. And you have agreed to come on this journey with us. So you're all sitting at various places and really comfortable. And imagine that this beautiful labyrinth is at the top of a crystal mountain. And it's our crystal mountain. It's the crystal mountain for personal mastery in Oracle School, and only we can find it. It's magical. And you've come here for respite. You've come here to stop sabotaging yourself. But you don't know how. You may have come here to forgive yourself and others. You thought you have, but maybe you need more. You may have come here because you just know there's more for you, that there's more you can create and offer the world with your extraordinary talents. Maybe you've come here because you're happy and you know you could be unbelievably happier. Maybe you've come here because your life's falling apart. And you just need to find something. Maybe you've made a commitment to be on this path, but you really need a community that can also allow you just to be an individual, that are not going to cross your boundaries, that you can just walk beside, knowing that you don't have to fix anybody and you're not going to get fixed, but that you want to walk with others with your hands open. Now imagine on the other side of all of this, like we're in this mountain and we can hear noise from the world coming up from the ground below us. It's like when the television is on too loud. But here, we listen to the silence here. We listen for the magic here. Our hearts are open and we connect to spirit, however form that is, each individually. Your way is the way for you, and it is the exact way for you. Your language, what you bring, is perfect. Here, every person is equal to the other. And imagine in your heart is a swirling light of gratitude. You're grateful for even the most painful things that you've been through. Just having gratitude for being here, gratitude for what's been bothering you, gratitude for what you're afraid you can't fix, gratitude for your joy and excitement of what you can change, gratitude for the possible transformation, gratitude for just breathing. Gratitude for when you're sorrowful, gratitude when you're melancholy, gratitude when you're happy, when you're joyful, when you're focused, when you're not. Gratitude for being human. But human, when human is paired with the truth of our partnership with the divine, with the universe, with whatever you want to call that higher power, when you know how to hook into that, how to link in to that, more often than you are in that egoic driven, which we've all been taught. Everybody's been taught to do it that way. Set goals, chase them. Here we intend. We take our desire and it becomes a fire that warms and reminds us we do this world together in partnership with the invisible. 95% of our world is invisible. Only 5% is what we think we know. And so here, the commitment to be here, just feel that commitment. Feel that you're going to say yes to you. You have said yes to you. And you're going to keep saying yes to you through personal mastery, to this new community, through a new sense of strength, through vulnerability, through understanding the nature of awareness and the power to expand time when you slow down. And fill yourself with light. Fill yourself with light. And just play with the idea that up until now, you've had a limitation by what you think you see. And you're going to take the risk and step beyond and step into the magic and see what you'll discover. And for some, it will be slow, and others it will be quick. But if you stay and you stay with us, you'll know why so many people come back. And most importantly, even if you don't, you're going to find yourself. You're going to find something in you you've always known was just there, but you couldn't quite reach that part of you. And that is the gift of the why that you're here. Okay, take a deep breath. All right. So Anna sent me a list of find your magic. That's right. Excuse me, I have something. We are here now. That's right. Oh, I love that. Wow. I love it when people say wow. All right. So I think what's key for in a first week of school, it's really common to want to get everything right and to feel like you know where you're going. And what we want to tell you is the first week in Oracle School is like you have walked through a membrane and the world kind of looks the same. And it's supposed to work the same way, but actually it doesn't. So that's one of the reasons why we want you to take, I'm going to give you a challenge this week, and it's called the chill challenge, the challenge to chill. So the most important thing, believe it or not, that you could do for yourself this week is to listen to the two meditations, the sound of the sun, simple, just simple. If you do nothing else, but just kind of get a little bit of feel for where we are, listen to the sound of the sun meditation and listen to the get on your bird meditation. If you can do two meditations a day and make a commitment to breathe and to breathe in six times before you post anything, what we want to practice for the first week is restraint of, because it's so easy when we get really, you know, like we want to be keyboard warriors. Where is everything? And we got you. We got you. Okay. We totally got you. So the new people, and by the way, we got more men this time than we've ever had. Did you know that, Doug?
I did know that. I'm excited about that.
There's men in every room. So great. It's just wonderful. Woohoo men, exactly. Call the wicked witch riding her bike. Oh, that's hilarious. Sound of the sun is still my go-to meditation. That's great. Yeah, we're excited about the men. Welcome men. Welcome divine masculines. Oh, I love that. Welcome divine masculines. It's raining men, and the more men, the better, because we want you men to get this. We want you men. Yay, Peter from Glastonbury. Yes. We really want to share this with the men because we know that when the men come in and they take to this, it's like, oh my God, it's so incredible, because then you can share that with your other, you know, friends, etc. And it's just so beautiful. So let's go through some of the points. And where is it? So, okay, I can't read what I wrote. So I took everything. I made very good copies, etc. But now I'm going to have to bring it up here. So here's the thing. It takes a bit for us to get 1,000 people into the classrooms. And I'm going to tell you why. Many of you register with your credit card and you sign up for personal mastery, but your Facebook room doesn't match, your Facebook name, sorry, doesn't match the name we have on file. So if you haven't told us the two differences, we don't know. So for example, if you knock on your, what, let's say you're in Fairy House, you're in Fairy House, but we're expecting Jane Doe and you're Jeanette Marofsky, right? And Jeanette Marofsky is not, or Jane Doe is knocking at the door, and we don't know who the hell Jane Doe is, so we're not going to let her in. We're looking for Jana Marofsky. We did make it part of the registration, Melanie, and people didn't. And that's the problem, is that they didn't. They didn't. So we did, because some people just signed up and didn't add that. So we don't have any control about that. Okay. So what you need to know is that slowing down would be essential. And don't be freaked out. This is the week that we call, honestly, this is really, there's not a whole lot of mentoring going on. Everybody's just getting used to the way they read everything. Please read your student guidebooks. Please understand our sharing guidelines. You'll get, if you read everything that we created for you, you will have this many questions. If you don't, you won't get the hang of why we did what we did and the psychology behind it, right? So there's a lot of psychology that goes behind the creation of the content and the order in which it's presented, including your welcome videos. So I want you guys to slow right down with that. Now, I want to also talk about... Yes?
I just have a quick note from Anna that I want to just highlight, that when you request access to the Facebook group, there are three questions that you'll be asked to answer. It's critical that you do that, right? If you answer them, it'll make it a lot easier for Anna and the team to get everything sorted. So be sure you do that when you go through the process of asking for access. Answer those three questions. It will help tremendously for Anna and team.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Anna, do we want to bring Anna up for a second? Do you want to bring her up?
Sure. Let me find her here. Hang on one moment, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the first night, you guys. So let's bring up Anna.
Here she comes.
Here we come. Now you may as well see the three of us together. Oh my God, I love your hair.
Look at the hair. Gorgeous.
Very, very, very gorgeous. Gorgeous. Well, guys, this is Anna Sather. There's many of you here that don't know everybody. So I want to just quickly, briefly introduce you to the headmistress of Magic and Transformation, Anna Sather. Anna is the heart and soul, well, heart, soul, and liver. Heart, soul, and... Because she sorts out all the toxicity out of the stool. That's
exactly right.
She's the heart and soul and the liver. That's cool. And sometimes this pancreas, and oftentimes she's... Yeah, let me tell you. Okay, so Anna used to be one of my students. And a few years ago, she would never have believed that she'd be here talking to you guys in a zillion years. But I can tell you that I admire her and respect her beyond belief. She has literally, her mission is to ensure that every student transforms. And that we have guidelines that we have created that we know work. She's not here to get likes. Okay. That's not her. That's not Anna. Anna wants to make sure you have the experience that we know is going to work for you. So she's kind of like flying on a dragon, right? So imagine her with a pointy hat and a broom going like this, special broom, but a dragon also.
So, and imagine me shaped like a liver.
That's so funny.
Sending me the onions.
Anna, so just so you know, you are going to get to know Anna very well. By the end of it, you will fall in love with her. But Anna is really committed to this and committed to the student experience. She trained the mentors. Your mentors are picked by Anna, and you know, we rotate every year, etc. But we have, and all the mentors are former students, so they've been where you are. So, but Anna is really... She's the headmistress. We loved that name. We just thought it was really cool and kind of, you know, why give her a normal job title? Because there is magic and transformation in here. And so when Anna has structural things that need to get done, it helps everybody. So do you want to put an exclamation mark on any of that for us tonight?
Yeah, well, hi, everybody. I'm so excited that everybody's here. It's been a really busy week for all of us. And Colette and Doug are, they're absolutely right when they tell you to slow down. This yes. is This is orientation. You're not meant to be getting module one done all in one day.
Okay?
that's just not how it works. You're not going to be tested tonight.
Okay?
The way we structure it, if we can jump in there for a minute, is each week. So today, yesterday, module one dropped. Now you have.
Uh-oh.
We just lost you, Anna.
Next Tuesday.
We have one week back. For Anna. You just, yeah. Yes, I know Hermione. Sorry. There's no test for Hermione's.
Yeah. Right. You have a week to go through the module, and then next Tuesday, we'll take questions and talk all about module one. So right. Every week on the call, we'll be a week behind the modules.
Okay. Right.
You'll always have time, so just relax.
Yeah.
We do it this way for a purpose. If we were answering questions on module one, most of you haven't done module one, you wouldn't have any questions.
Yeah, and the ones of you who are like me, I totally understand you. I chuckled today. I'm going, oh, I know who the Hermiones are in our little Hogwarts for adults. Because I'm the same way. I want to get it. I want to do it all. I want to jump ahead. But we also know that for personal growth, personal transformation, it is, you're stepping out of your typical intellectual A plus B equals C mindset. You're really entering into this much differently. This is a daily experience and it adds up. So it's kind of like, you know, you get a half-life, like when you take certain medications, they have a half-life and they stay in your system and they have another half-life and they have another half-life. This adds and adds and adds. And as simple as this sounds, I just want you to look at one card.
Mm-hmm.
Just for this week, just one. If that's all you do is one card and listen to those meditations and read the modules, we're good.
Yes.
Because we're going over it next week. And you are never behind. So It's this week that I want to, this is the week where the chill challenge happens. Can you make a commitment to chill out, to meditate, to trust that everything has been planned for you? And that if we say go here or go there, you just go, oh, okay, that's where I'm going to go. Because like I said, we've done this five times. There's this our sixth time because we did two of these versions in the beginning, right? So I think it's our sixth.
Yes. And also, when you're pulling your cards this week, you're going to be thinking about your cards and writing about them in your journal. Mm-hmm. This week, because it is an orientation week, we are not, as you all know, your room is not open for posting. Your mentors this week are going to be posting cards each day and sort of modeling for you to show you what it's like to pull a card and ask your question and then sort of figure out what that means for you. So, and you'll be able to post, you know, to make comments in there.
That's a type of posting that it's controlled posting in the first week so that everybody settles in.
Right.
I have answered pretty much every question, by the way, that was posted in the main hall. So for those of you, many of you asked lots of questions in there, and I've answered all your questions. I hope I answered everybody. Maybe I haven't answered one, but just to let you know, too, that there was one really great question. Anna, do you have housekeeping you want to talk about first?
This way I can do the housekeeping, and then I can go and you can carry on. Okay. So housekeeping notes. All right. This course is really designed for a computer. So if you have a computer, you're going to be able to experience the course better. It's not so great on a phone or an iPad or a tablet. It's really designed for a computer. You won't see everything, okay? If you have a tech issue, Jill can help you. But Jill helps you with getting into your house, getting onto the learning platform, password things. Jill cannot help you with your device.
Right.
Okay. She's not the genius bar at Apple. She cannot help you with your device. It's your device, and you have to figure out how to access what you need to access.
Right. Okay.
The PDFs, they are at the end of each module. Each module has to be marked complete before you can open the PDFs, because a lot of people have been asking that. Okay. Please, please, please do not private message any of the Oracle School team. Okay. Not Colette, not Doug, not me, not the mentors. The mentors are not allowed to respond to you in private message. Okay. If you need to speak to a mentor, it has to be done in the classroom. Mm-hmm. If you have a question, you email me or you email Jill. Mm-hmm. Okay, please do not private message the mentors. Yes. Okay. And I know we'll talk more about this. I know Colette and Doug are going to talk more about this, but we really do have a very specific way that we are in the process of teaching you how to communicate.
Right. That's also part of this. Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of our class. Okay. And in these first weeks, you're going to bump up against things because you're used to doing things a different way. And then you're going to hear from me, and I want you to always know I'm coming in. I step in without judgment. I'm just trying to keep the room very clear. Like, please make sure you know the guidelines. No photos, unless they're of your cards, no memes, GIFs, videos, links, no matter how much you think it might go with what you're saying, I will take it immediately out of there. Just because, imagine if everybody posted that, the room would get chaotic, the energy would feel chaotic. We're trying to keep it very clean. So we don't, okay? The other thing I want you to remember, and I know that Doug's really good at explaining this, is why it is so important to stay in your lane and what that means. A lot of you really, really, really like to help each other, okay? And if someone's asking a question, you guys jump in and you want to give the answers. Mm-mm. But you can't do that. You leave the answering to me, to your mentors, but you do not answer each other's questions. And Doug and Colette can go over like why it's important. This is personal mastery, and why it's important for you to turn that part of yourself off, mm-hmm. and go into there. Okay. And I think, let me say, I wanted to leave with that, but I just want to make sure that, yeah, don't answer questions. And then the last thing is to make sure you read all the files each time you come into the room. I put files up in, you know, and your mentors, we post everything and put it in a file or in the announcements. Mm-hmm. And you go into Facebook and you could click on files and you could see if anything's new. You could click on announcements and see what's been announced. Everything you need to know will always be in one of those two places. And I also put things in the main hall. And you can also check there. So everything you need to know, as you need to know it, we post it. We post it. If it's not there, it means it hasn't come up yet, that you need to know it yet. But we're always, we've done this many times now, and we've learned that if we give you all the information at the beginning, you're going to forget it. You're not going to absorb it all. So we give it to you as you need it. Okay.
So, Anna, can I just ask a clarifying question for some folks that please. Are coming in? So I know we have the Oracle School website, mm-hmm. and that everyone will have their own individual Facebook group that they'll be in. That's their house, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the main room on Facebook. What are we calling that?
No,
we don't do that anymore. No, it's all in the main hall. Okay.
No, the main hall is,
and the houses.
Right. The main hall is on the Oracle School website.
Thank you. I needed clarification. That was my question then.
Yes.
No, it's okay, Doug. We, the main hall is the one where it says underneath, when you log into Oracle School, on the left, it should say that it'll say, I don't know what it says. I'll say right here. It goes Support Staff Modules Live Calls Main Hall. So if you click on the main hall, I'm clicking on the main hall right now.
Yep. So Eileen had asked this question in Q&A, and I just wanted to clarify that when we're talking about the classroom, we're talking about the main hall, which is where you can post stuff?
No. I'm sorry. That when we're talking about the classrooms, we're talking about your individual houses.
Okay.
Those are your classrooms.
Thank you.
So you're in Dragon House, that's your classroom. You're in Chalice, that's your classroom. You're in Mermaid, that's your classroom. Those are your classrooms because that's where you do your work.
Okay, thank you for that clarification.
Yes, the main hall, think of it as like where the whole school gathers. That's like almost like a bulletin board. You go there for information. After our Tuesday night calls, I like for everybody to go there and share their thoughts of what, you know, what they got out of each call. Mm-hmm. That's the main hall over there. But your classroom is your house. And we just like calling it houses.
That's correct. So there's there's quite a few questions that you've added under that I will answer only if it makes sense, because some of you are going too far, and I think I may have already explained it to you. We will not be answering questions about your actual cards. That is in the guidebook already that you have with your Oracle cards. Mm-hmm. That's for you to discover. That's really important that you need to discover your answers for yourself. So that's really key too, if you're going to do anything this week. I'm going to actually answer out loud some of the questions that I see here tonight on the call. Just to kind of clarify a few more things that made sense, what you don't understand. But that's about it, right, Anna? Like just the main hall. That's all you need to know is your small Facebook group, main hall. Check in there. I don't go in there every day. I will probably answer questions. I did this week because you're new. But once we want you to find your own answers, and we have set it up that you can find your own answers, and your mentors will help you. It's like fishing. They're not going to go get you to fish. They're going to show you, oh, here's how I learned to fish. I'm going to go over here. See? Right? And then you will do that too. So it's not about us determining what things mean for you. It's us teaching you how to be accountable and how to determine your own experience. It's so empowering. It feels a bit weird in the beginning. But honestly, when you start to see what you're capable of, deciphering, determining, you will be so amazed, and you're going to feel so good that nobody rescued you and that you came to your own aid and learned a new skill that you already kind of have access to anyway. You may even think you know, but when you start getting your epiphanies, your head's going to explode. And we know that the best way to do it is to not do it for you, right? Not do it for you, exactly.
Yep.
So, Anna, any other housekeeping?
No, that is it. Also, when I or Colette posts in the main hall, we always announce it in your houses so that you know that there's a new post there too.
Like if I, for example, you know, Anna and I look at the school, we do monitor everything. And then we might say, everybody's kind of going through the same thing here. I think I'm going to make a post. So then Anna will announce, Colette just posted something. So I will make posts there. I do not answer every question that comes in. I answer the questions I think are relevant. And some of them, you know, I might have Anna or Doug look at them. So do know that this is not a course where you can communicate back and forth with me a lot. So I wanted to make sure you manage your expectations. It doesn't help you, believe it or not, when you feel, oh, I can talk to Colette. This way we have it set exactly. Me and Doug here, Anna, the mentors, your experience, and it becomes so powerful for you once you really get the hang of it. So it does take the first week to 2 weeks to get into it, which is why we say, give it 2 weeks. Don't quit before the miracle happens. Yeah.
Okay.
The PDF is not sent via email. Everybody, the PDF is only on download. We never email you anything. All your PDFs are located on the Oracle School platform, and you'll find it right there when you log in, and it'll say module. And at the very end, once you've watched all the videos, then your modules are open for you. So my advice is to download all of their content. There's pages and pages. Most importantly, read and go through the video transcripts. They're called video summaries, because so much is covered, especially in those welcome videos, like that you think, oh, they're just welcome videos, they're welcoming me. There's a lot of content in there. I'd like to have you. Your phone will work, Sherry, if it has to. So, but I'd like, oh, you're getting a computer Saturday. Great. Yay. Are we still using hashtags like hashtag mentor, hashtag pearls, ahas?
Yes, they're going to. They're once again jumping too far ahead. When we're ready for that, I'm going to post about that.
Yes. So module zero, if you look, they are videos, right? So you're going to make your whatever. If there are PDFs, there are PDFs. If there are no PDFs, there are no PDFs. So there's PDFs that are for some things and other things don't have PDFs, but you're expected to work through them. So you take your journal and you make notes when you watch the video, especially like the very first week, you have a lot to watch and a lot to absorb. There's a lot. So that's why we say slow down. You are not in a race. You're not in a rush. There's no big exam, and we're not giving you any hints about module two. Once you settle into it, you're going to realize, oh, shit, this is a lot. Because we want the experience. It's not a head thing. This is not theory. This is not, oh, I did it once, I'm good. This is, oh, I'm making a habit. Oh, this is going to sink in. Oh, it's really, oh, this is really changing me. Oh, right. Now, the other thing is, I do want to mention something, and I have no clue who posted what where. Somebody said something about a card. And I do want to say something, and I'll bring it up because I don't remember where I saw it. It's somewhere. If you get a card, actually, Anna, can I mention it that there was it Unfinished Symphony in Protection? It was somebody that posted it in the...
I don't remember which.
Oh, okay. Whoever you are, it doesn't really matter. But here's the thing. I'm going to give you an example. Somebody had did all, like, was making sure that they finished everything that they had to finish. They were making sure, they were scrambling to make sure they were, you know, crossing their T's and dotting their I's, and couldn't get to pull their card till like 5 o'clock. And the card at 5 o'clock was Unfinished Symphony in Protection, which means basically just reflected what they did all day. They actually did that all day. They were doing that. So instead, they immediately went, oh my God, this is telling me to do this, and I am doing it. But that's the point. The card is saying, if you slow down, oh, this is reflecting exactly my day, as opposed to you thinking that it didn't work, right? So you got to look at these oracle cards as not literal. They're not literal. This is what it means. Look at it and say, oh, that's interesting. That's what I was doing all day, right? So that's how you have to work with these cards, right? You got to do this. Look at these people asking if they're eagles or griffins. You're not even listening to me. I'm making this off. I'm turning this off. Okay, right? Does that make sense, everybody? So remember, you've got to trust your cards are not literal. You should say to yourself, oh, that's so interesting. That's exactly what I was doing all day. As opposed to thinking like, it's telling me to do this. But when it was like, yeah, I was doing that. Right? So you see what the difference? The difference that you are when you're calm and you slow down and you go, oh, this is reflecting. This is so cool. This is reaffirming me. As opposed to assuming that it's giving you shit. Because, right? So these are your friends. Your oracle cards are your best friends. Just breathe and be curious. Breathe and be curious. This is a prescription. Remember that. Every pull, it's like, oh, isn't this interesting? Isn't this interesting? That's interesting. That's exactly what I did all day. That's exactly what I did. Right, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, it's true. It's like we all, listen, guys, this is you, all of you are exactly where you should be. And we have done this so many times. I don't know. I think almost 2,600 students have gone through Oracle School now, right?
Yeah.
26, that's yeah. A lot from 36 countries.
Yep.
We didn't count how many countries we have this time around, but we've had 36.
Yeah.
That's a lot. right? So just remember, when you are curious, the most important thing, or when you're kind of going like this, breathe, slow down. Mm-hmm. Just breathe and slow down. Your only job this week is to breathe and slow down. Breathe and slow down. Breathe and slow down. Catherine, you missed it. 2,600 students have come here, right? So breathe and slow down. That, have some fun with the breathing and the slowing down piece, and you're all exactly where you need to be. Anna, if you don't have anything else to add?
I do not.
Okay. Doug, would you like to, let's carry back on. We love you, Anna. We cannot, Anna, you are, as I said, heart, soul, and liver.
Anna, would you take a look at the Q&A pod, though, while you're here? Because there's quite a few questions I think you could be responding to.
Okay, no. I'll mute myself. And
yeah, let's mute yourself and we'll hide your video and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so let's chat. Your house can't be in protection. That's very funny. All right, so pertinent things to go over tonight. Okay, so let's talk about some of the questions. Doug, should I just go over some of those questions right now that I had?
Yeah, let's do that. And I think we're getting a lot of questions about where you get the meditations. Getting a lot of questions about that. I was wondering if maybe I could just do a quick screen share and show people.
I love that. I was going to say, what about screen sharing? Perfect.
Yeah. So let me just kind of.
Let's take a tour to Oracle School platform.
Yeah, let's do that real quick.
And you have an app, right? The meditation, Oracle School meditation app too. Do they get that in week two? I think so. We get it to them next week.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys should be able to, at this point, see personal mastery. When you log in, first of all, I'll just kind of go back here. You may have one or all of these icons, and what you want to do is go to Access Oracle School. Once I click that, because I have access to all of our courses, I have all those here, but I'm going to just go to Personal Mastery, which is what you'll have access to. And once I log into Personal Mastery, over here on the left, I'll see a little menu, which includes my course map, which is what you see now. If there's green check marks, that tells me that I've completed that lesson. That's important to note. I can see a little drop-down folding menu of all the modules, which I can see that right now 0 and 1 are available, but the others are all locked. We open those up as we go. So know that you can slow down and breathe, as Colette said, going through each of these modules. And then you'll also have information about the live calls. You'll have the main hall. This is where we post things that, including the thread for questions, as we did tonight. If you click this thread that Anna's posted for questions, you can add a reply, and we'll go in here, and you'll notice that Colette's already gone in and answered some of these questions. We'll do our best to answer as many of them as possible every week. We may not get to all of them, but we will certainly do our best to do that. But I want to just orient you to the modules. So I'm going to welcome module is really important for you to just start, right? And just to kind of go through, watch these videos, understand the whole idea about anchor cards and oracle cards.
And I'd like to interrupt you right here.
Yeah, please.
Everything you need to know about oracle cards are in these Oracle Cards 101, Oracle Cards 2.0, and more on or anchor cards. These three there are webinars that we had done. These guys up here, Lesson 2, Lesson 3, and Lesson 4, and Lesson 5.
Yeah.
Those are the best. That they are going to tell you all about what you need to know about the anchor card. So I'm not answering the questions about the anchor cards because you have more than enough information there, and take notes. So please watch all the welcome videos.
Yeah.
And take notes. If you go to the end, I don't think there are PDFs for the
welcome. Not for this one. I'm going to do that on the next one. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll be quiet. Okay.
No, that's great. So this module 0 is just a set of videos to watch. That's all that's there. So we want to encourage you to go through, watch all of those videos, especially as Colette said, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But those are the ones that are really important. Now module 1 is our first kind of what we would call a standard module. And what you'll see is it will start with having your progress be at 0% complete. Now, I've kind of adjusted mine here a little bit, and I've got modules that I can watch, but I just want to show you as I come down, there's one module left. Now, if I watch this to completion, it should say marked as complete here, but let's say it hasn't for some reason. I'm going to hit mark as complete, and as soon as I do that, there will be a little lock that unlocks down here at the bottom. And what will show up is you'll have access to Module 1, Lesson, and Exercises. That won't be available until all of these green boxes have been marked as completed. Please know you have to do that in order to see this. Once you do, you can click it. And what you'll find is a note from Colette, a PDF, the lesson, some of the home play activities. These are activities you can do during the week. Summaries of the video that you can download for saving. All the MP3 audio files from the videos, and the meditations that Colette mentioned, Sound of the Sun and Get on Your Bird. So these are all here. Now, just a tip, if you want to download these meditations before you've watched all the videos, just go in and mark those videos as complete, and you'll have access to them. And then you can download those audio files and start to listen to them, and then go back through and begin to watch each of the videos. Again, you won't see another module open until next week shows up. So just be aware that we want to make sure you, as you look at each module, watch the videos, mark them as complete, and then come through and you'll have the additional files down at the bottom that will be unlocked. Again, we've talked about main hall. I'll just mention in the live calls, I don't know that we'll see anything here right now, but under live calls, yeah, this is from last year's because I was in last year's class. This is where our replays are from the live call. So the recording of tonight's call for you guys, you'll see a 2019 up here, will show up here, and you'll actually be able to see the replays of your live calls right here in this menu. This is where you come to if you want to watch the recording of the live call. Anything else, Colette, before I stop sharing my screen?
No, I think that this
or Anna, if she wants to hop on the mic again, because she still,
I think she's answering questions. So you would have also gotten an email with an app to download on your phone or your iPad, which you can use. And the bonus, let's open up the bonus file. The bonus.
Okay. I'll go right back. One moment, please.
Yeah. One moment, please. Yeah. Let's open up the bonus. Oh yeah, the bonus is really cool. It shows the synchronicity metronomes. If you actually click on that, Doug.
Don't know that the video I've got sharing set for video.
Oh yeah, you can't do it. Okay, so the bonus is really it shows you about how we get into coherence with the world, right? So how we get in coherence with energy. And that we are either incoherent in that kind of zone where we're in conflict all the time, in combat, and only looking for what isn't working, as opposed to when we're coherent, we get into sync with, is like synchronized with energy that is life-affirming, that is very heart-centered, and that's what we're doing. So when we do this in a group, that's what happens. The more of us in a group, which is why we do these meditations, why we do this experience together in the rooms with the mentors, you get into this coherence. That's why we also are very strict with the kind of posting that you do in the rooms. And I'd like to talk about that now.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing then.
Okay, great.
Yep, perfect. Great. Let's talk about sharing.
Perfect. So we have a saying that we put the grit and the page and the pearl in the room. That's kind of... So if you can imagine that... Grit is, okay, so first let's go to what we normally do in regular Facebook groups or typical sharing forums where people expect, or discussion forums where they can talk to each other and it's like a free-for-all. And what we have experienced in the average internet world is people don't understand boundaries. They don't think before they type. It's all emotional, and a lot of times when you come into a space where you feel stressed out, you just dump the stress. Now, I'm going to tell you that 95% of our students are empaths, and people who are empathic means that they tune into that energy, and do two things happen. They stress out, or they run to fix somebody else, or they ask to be fixed. So that sets up a very unhealthy dynamic. There's a very unhealthy dynamic anyway. So it's just the way it is. It's just, we all know what that is out there. That's why a lot of people don't like Facebook. That's why I say to you, stay off social media at the best of you can. And what I mean by that is, don't put garbage in. Don't put any garbage in your head. There's so much outrage porn on the internet now. Everybody's at each other's throats, etc. There's gossip, there's criticism, there's all kinds of stuff. And you want a clean house just for the time that you're in this course. You can go do it again later. Try and stay away from all the gossip and from that kind of energy, and stay in your lane of personal transformation, safety, spiritual development, and non-judgment. Really, yeah, just for Oracle School. I mean, lots of people just join for Oracle School, but just during Oracle School. And we're hardcore about the kind of posting because we know how it affects everybody. If all of a sudden you don't think, and like, I'm really, really pissed off, and I can't make this work, and you're going like this, everybody's like, it's like dropping really dirty ink in clean water. So we suck that right out. We don't even give you a minute. We're like, delete. And then Anna will likely talk to you and say, hey, let's rewrite that. Let's go and say, okay, this is what I experienced. This is what I did about it. And this is what happened on the other end. And that's the difference, right? That's the difference, is when you write about it, like, you know, I'm writing about it in my journal, I'm breathing, I'm chilling, I'm taking a step back, and then I'm going to come into the room and I got a pearl now. Out of the grit, I have a pearl to share with other people. Aha. Right? So that's pretty much, right, the way we do it and why we do it is to keep the room energetically as clean as possible. It is not you. I want to be very clear about that. Yeah. Very, very clear. It is to protect you and the others in the room from the energy that you may be unconscious of that you might be spreading. And when we say, you're not expected to know this. New students, guys, you will probably make big boo-boos. And we're okay with that. We're teaching you. It's called nonviolent communication. It's a form of communication where you don't cross boundaries with anybody else. You are staying in your own zone. You decide whether you want feedback or not. You don't just get to give people feedback, and they don't just get to give you feedback. You can say open for feedback or no feedback, please. And you learn that in here, we have healthy boundaries. And if you don't want any feedback saying, I just want to share my epiphany today, da 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 da. This is really important to me. I'm feeling a little bit vulnerable right now. I don't want any feedback today. Nobody gets to feedback. If then you say, it's okay for feedback, like, again, that's for later. I don't want to get you a messy in the head right now. But if you don't want anybody to say something, nobody gets mad. They're like, okay, cool. When I was, for those of you who know me, or maybe you don't know me that well, but I'm 34 years clean and sober, and my background may be Jungian psychology, etc. And I have all this woo-woo, but I also come from a 12-step background where I spent many years in church basements, and I know how it works when you're in a room where you can be completely safe and there's no crosstalk, and you are anonymous. You go in, you share. This is my experience, strength, and hope. Here it is. I step back and I know that no one is going to cross my boundaries and speak up because it's my turn to share. Do you understand that, you guys? I learned that there. So we brought that also in here. It's really important. Boundaried approach is really key. So again, I know it's a lot. It sounds like we're, you know, overdoing it, overkill the beginning of that. But tonight's the best night, the only night we're going to talk about it. And it's for your safety and for you to feel safe, and not just safe, but okay to talk about certain things. The other things that we don't talk about in here is we don't talk politics. We don't care about your politics. There are people from every religion under the sun in here. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about race because we don't differentiate between people in here. It's really important. When everybody starts equal to the other with the same opportunities, and we support everyone. So we want to ensure a very safe place where everybody feels that they belong equal to the others. It's really important. Really, good vibes are really important to us, right? Okay, so what else, Doug?
The only other thing I would add, Colette, I think, is that you've mentioned this, and we'll talk about it even more, but there is a... there is a default way that that we often operate in the world for many of us coming into this program, for many of us. And it was for me. When I first started learning with Colette and working with Colette, that we want to take action. We want to put things in a box with a label. We want to label something a certain way. We want to judge it as right or wrong. Did I do it right or wrong? Am I doing it correctly? Did they do it correctly? And one of the things that is very confronting for a lot of us in this course who have perhaps had in our lives, maybe we were the good little boy or the good little girl and we learned how to do it right or wrong and know what was right and wrong. It can be really hard to just be with what is. And we'll talk a lot about this phrase that Colette teaches us, which is, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Just being curious. The idea of, one of my favorite concepts that I've learned from you, Colette, is that curiosity is the opposite of judgment.
Yes.
And what we're going to invite you into in this year, in this program, not year, this period of time that we're together, is curiosity. And to really slow down the judgment. Slow down that default reactive mindset that says, am I doing it right? Am I caught up? Am I going to be okay? Am I matching what someone else is doing? Am I getting what I'm supposed to happen?
Right.
Just notice. Because then as you start to step back, you can not only notice what's happening around you, you can notice what's happening in you.
In you.
And when you notice what's happening in you, that's the beginning of personal mastery. That's where personal mastery starts. So I really want to invite us all into that space of noticing when we're in judgment of having to put labels on something or put it in a box. And when we're in that space of curiosity, which is the opposite of, oh, well, that's interesting. I wonder what that's about. Rather than, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. That's just wrong. Or that's not right. Or that hurts. Or that was whatever. Oh, that's interesting. What does that mean? So just another reminder that I think kind of aligns with this grit and pearl conversation and how we share is that the whole space of what we're creating is inviting you into a space where we can be curious together.
Yeah.
That's what these guidelines are designed to help us with.
I love that, Doug. And, and I like what Brian said too, what's in you shows up in the outside world too. So we start to recognize that the correlation between the way we think and feel and our expectations and the conditions of the world external to us as well. So not only, I'm sure some of you are wondering, when is she going to talk about oracle cards? Because it's not an oracle card class. The oracle cards are our navigators through all of this, right? We use the oracle cards as a tool to open these doors of perception, to step into a new conscious awareness of what is possible in our world, to understand that we create reality between two pillars of truth. One, I must surrender to life on life's terms and the construct of whatever is in flux and change right now, like how social conditioning is and how things are changing right now. We're in an amazing time in human history, but nobody knows how to dance the steps that we're dancing. Everybody's falling on their face, and that's got to be okay. Certain things are going to happen around us that have no relationship to us personally, so there's that. You have to look at that. And then I create my own reality. So between these two pillars, I can manifest my destiny here. and I also have to deal with this there. However, we can learn to skip over the conditioning and kind of go, oh yeah, nice to know you over here. Thank you for sharing. Because I'm going to go do what I do over here. And that's what we're going to teach you how to do so that you're not dictated to by the external conditions that say to you, this thing is you. You can never go past it. We do the opposite. We say, thank you for sharing. I get it. But now we're going to go over here. We're going to just do something different. We're going to learn to think differently. We're going to open our hearts. We're going to explore and be curious, etc. We're going to acknowledge this and that is true. So we're going to teach you this and that is true. Now, you are not, I will tell you this, I do not expect anybody in here to never be reactive again. That is ridiculous. I will react. We say if you get 80% magic and 20% muggle, you're doing amazing. And know that that 20% is always going to operate. So you might react at first, but you get out of it faster. And that's the point. We're teaching you how to do that. But also at the same time, you're going to see how extraordinary tiny micro changes that you can do for yourself starts interacting with this invisible force that starts bringing stuff to you that will blow your mind with small, tiny, incremental steps that we show you how to take because we've done it ourselves. Now, Doug, anything you want to bring up?
Not that. Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay. Paula Fawcett says, thank you, Doug. Okay. So I'm just double checking here. Oh, I want to go over to the main hall and take a look at some of those questions if we could.
Great. One thing I want to just, while you're doing that, Colette, I just want to orient you guys. Some of you may not have done a class in Zoom before. So mm-hmm. I just want to highlight in the Q&A, if when a question comes in and we answer it, unless it's a personal or a private question, we respond so that everybody can see the answered question. Yeah. That way you don't have to answer a question that someone may have already asked. So I encourage you, if you're choosing to use the Q&A pod before you post a question, see if someone's already answered it. Now tonight I've gone ahead and answered a few of them repeatedly, but do check that because I try and reply to everyone so that everyone can see the answers. Just know that that's always check there before you ask your question again.
Great, thanks. So I'm going to answer these directly, and there's no apologies necessary, guys. I'm looking at the Q&A right now. So Cheryl said, I finished all the modules, listened to a couple of meditations. We'll spend the next few days. Okay, great. As well, disability issues, I cannot sit in a bath. Actually, some people don't even like sitting in baths. So I'm going to give you three different things and tell you why I think they're important. So for people who cannot sit in a bath, and you can go in a shower, if you can make a salt scrub with coconut oil, and you can use a scrub with Himalayan salts with coconut oil and a few drops of aromatherapy oil. I personally like some peppermint and some orange, or, you know, you can choose whatever you like. It's not as important as using the coconut oil with the salt, because the salt really works to clear off the positive ions that you've accumulated. The other thing is to put your feet on salt blocks or soak your feet. If you can soak your feet for like 15 minutes in a tub of sea salt or Himalayan salt, it's like you've changed your life. Believe it or not, it really, really works. And it is so that you get used to clearing your energy field. And it really does work. So if you can't take a bath, you can take a salt foot bath. And if you don't want to do that, you can take a scrub in the shower. So there's that. Matilda, a complete beginner, confused what you should be doing right now. Yes, it's a lot of information, Matilda. You should be relaxing. You should be just read through it. Don't start with the zero, lesson zero. Watch every single video and then make some notes in your journal and just literally go through each one of the prompts. As they are lined up. So they're lined up exactly in order for you so you won't get too lost. And don't put too much pressure on yourself. Some people take 2 weeks to get the hang of the first one. So don't even worry about it. Raina says, I can't sit in a bath. Okay, that's good. When we respond with our perception of the daily card and our lovely mentors reply, they will not reply unless you, like they might say, great, whatever. But if you say, I need help, they won't interpret it for you. They will give you more questions to ask yourself. So yes, if we think you're off base, perhaps we'll step in, exactly. So we wanna make sure you get do it for you first, that nobody is gonna say you're not doing it right, because we wanna first let you experience something. No, you don't have to have the module signed completed before the weekly call. Just go at your own pace. Show up and don't put any too much pressure on yourself. We're here long enough together. We have a whole integration phase at the end. What do I focus on in module two? You're not in module two, so you're not going to focus on anything. That's Pamela. So I can, those few comments on there, I have now answered. So you see, I hope, and I answered them because, yeah, you got to stay in one day at a time, one day at a time. So you connect with your mentors only if, like, the mentors are like flashlights helping you to see. I love what Marianne Graham said, but Ancha says, where do we pull card connect with mentor? So that's in your Facebook room. And in your Facebook room, that's where the mentors are. So that's where you would post your epiphanies, your cards, say, hey, I pulled this card. Today I got this. You can take a picture of your card and put it in there and say, this is what I learned from that. That was great. Or this is a reflection that I got today. I'm not sure if this is correct. I need feedback from a mentor. And then the mentor will come and give you feedback, meaning they won't tell you if it's right or wrong. They'll help you understand. And Ancha, you don't have to take a picture of your card. If you have a phone with a photo, with a camera. And Anna will tell you about posting your card exactly. So you guys are stepping ahead. And Anna, thank you, Anna. See the Anna with a little witch hat? That's Anna there, making sure that I don't. Right. So Anna will teach you this, okay? Zach, mentor issue later in the week. Yeah, you guys just have to relax. You don't have to worry about any of this just yet. Just even, and Ancha, I love that you're enthusiastic. Just, you know, remember the mentors are going to be posting a card and you get to post underneath it. Yeah. We got your back. We got your back. The chill challenge, right? We're going to do the chill challenge. Okay. If anybody happy to relax. Okay, perfect. I love that she says, my mind is running wild. I'm so excited. Yeah, we do have a lot of time. Okay, so let's pull a card.
Yeah, maybe we could do a sample anchor card, Colette, with a question, like, just that way people know if they haven't watched the module yet that they can go through that process there.
Sure. Why don't you, have you got the four, like the questions we asked? I have them right here too. Hang one sec. Video recaps, new beginning, home play exercise. Oh yeah, the synchronicity timeline, guys. That's really important. So let's talk about, are we looking at the becoming reading? Four questions and draw a card for each question. No.
No, I was just thinking of the daily anchor card, like, what do I need to know today for my highest good?
All right, so how about I'm going to do one for me, okay? And you guys, I will show you how that would work, okay? So I'm going to pick an anchor card for tonight. So tonight, going into tomorrow. How's that? So I'm going to need to know, what do I need to know going to the end of the day today and into tomorrow? So I got co-create. So what is this card telling me about myself? Well, that I am right now committing to my partnership with Spirit, which is true. I spent today connecting with Doug, connecting with Anna, connecting with the mentors, connecting with another group that I run. So I was very much in partnership mode, so I can say that. Do I need to course correct? Nope, because that says, no, I'm doing great, and which is true. And that really did reflect my entire day and reminds me how I have to run tomorrow too, because I'm going to my friend's house whose husband died and I have to go to a hospital. So it says, what is this card telling me about my environment? Guess what? That tells me I have partners. This is what it tells me about my environment. Ooh, this is really good. That I'm in this creative, co-creative environment where I know that I'm not alone, not alone at all. And then does it apply to anything else in my life currently? Yes, I'm writing a book. And I'm creating another Oracle card deck with Alberto Bilaldo. So I am doing some partnership stuff right now. Yeah, it actually applies right now and reminds me, because sometimes I think, oh, I have so much to do, that no, Colette, you have a partner in spirit. You have to ask to get information, get the downloads. This isn't coming from your intellect. That's how this works, right? So this is what I would do. Isn't that cool?
And for some of you, if you're really brand new to Oracle cards, some of you might be curious, like, how do I shuffle and how do I pull a card? I mean, the reality is there's no right or wrong way to shuffle or pull a card.
There are tons of little videos all about that.
There are, right. And so just go ahead and watch those videos. A couple of things to note is that I'll just say for me, I tend to just take the cards and do this. This is the way my hands work. And when I pull a card that feels right for me, I ask it, does it want to be flipped over from one end or flipped over from the other end? And I just
look
over.
It. Yeah.
And then I understand how it works.
And that works for him. What I tend to say is, like, you're going to decide in advance. You're going to say, you know what, when I pull this card, I'm going to flip it over this way, in which case this would be, and this, by the way, too, would be, if you got this in protection, chop wood means don't do other people's work for them.
We'll cover jumpers later.
Yeah, we're not covering jumper cards, Christina. Just stick to what we're teaching you. I want you guys to stay put, because we are actually not going to answer any questions in there that pertain to anything that's not exactly pertaining to this week's module content. We really want you to slow down. Slow down. Okay. We covered a lot in an hour and a half.
We did, for sure.
So we love you, okay? Understand this. We know what it feels like to be you. Just under half of the students in here are doing this course again with you in the same rooms as you, and they're equal students as you. So, like, they're in here with you because they know that there's something to uncover again. Your mentors are the ones that you speak to. Anna, you know, we've got it really well done. Read those student guidebooks. Read all the written material this week. Get yourself familiarized and take a very slow approach to this. Slow down. Feels like seventh grade again, Chuck said, right? Well, except it's seventh grade in magic school. I'm going to tell you this. One of the most important things that you're going to start to see is that the world that you think looks normal isn't normal. You're going to have experiences so weird and synchronistic, and like, your world is going to wake up when you start doing this. It's you'll just be like, what? Oh my God, did you see that? Did anybody else see that? Like, oh my God. Seriously, it's perfect and as it should be. Okay. So let us go back to the top of the mountain. And yes, Doug's hair is blue. Doug's hair is blue. My hair is pinky red. I look a little different than the videos. I have teeth. I have better teeth. I have a nicer smile. So we are a festive bunch. And we really love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. No, I love that. Yes. Oh, and Gina Maria says, I heard a student's post before she wrote it. Well, that's because you're super psychic, Gina Maria. We know you. We are a festive bunch, and we believe that magic is the new normal. So we really want you to experience it for yourselves and know why. You know, I know people come in and they go like, why are so many people coming back? Why do people say they don't want to ever leave Oracle School? I'll tell you. We should post Sammy Stroh's video up in here at some point just for fun and let people see it again, because she came in last year, I don't know about this place, and then it was like, oh my God, I'm never going home. It was great. All right, everybody. Let's get back to that top of that mountaintop. Let's go back there, everybody. Go to that labyrinth. Breathe in. Imagine the entire floor at the top of the Crystal Mountain is lit up with the most beautiful lights, like the northern lights, like we're standing in the center of the northern lights together. each one of you has a dream. It's yours. You know that there's something more for your life. You know it. It's in your heart. It's not in your head. It's in here. The real dream is in here. Oh, and there's my little dog over my shoulder. We're going to coddle that dream. We're going to nurture that dream. You're going to ignite the magic inside that dream. And who knows what form it will take. But I'm telling you, once you have decided and open your connection to the universe, magic happens every time. Good night, everybody. We love you so much.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.